Was there a reason why the clown kept drooling? Is it because he was hungry?
Yeah, hungry for their children.
Could have been that. Yeah, he was slobbering like shit.
I was like, what's wrong with this dude?
One thing that was pretty cool that not most people don't know about, like I said, I did my research, that the dude that played Pennywise, when his eyes were shifting on, that was him. One eye would look right, one eye would look left.
Yeah.
He did it himself. That wasn't a special effect.
Do you know if he's related to the Skarsgård family?
Yeah, he is.
He's like the youngest brother.
It's an acting-ass family.
He made Pennywise his own, which is great. And he had some big shoes to fill, and I think he did it, and he put his stamp on it. So the only thing that was kind of funny to me, he was always shaking when he was trying to attack somebody.
That was pretty funny.
But every time, they did the same shit in Mama. It looked good, but then after a while, I was like, okay, all right, stop. When they were in the garage, that was good. Just very creepy. And the way they shot it, I was like, damn. And then there was like the subtle creepiness of it that most people, I don't know if anyone paid attention to, like when Ben was in the library, he got the book. Did you not see the library just standing behind him looking all creepy and shit?
Yeah.
Anyone see that?
No, I missed that one.
Like, she just standing behind him at an angle in the far background. And it wasn't obvious, but you could tell, like, the way she was standing, that was Pennywise. She was standing the way he was standing when he was holding balloons in front of the house. It was just odd. And I thought it was kind of cool because most people wouldn't, like me, I look at everything, especially when it comes to horror movies. So I peeped out. I was like, yeah, that intensifies the creepy factor a lot. It had its moments that it was very creepy. And like I said, he did a great job with Pennywise. The kids did a great job. I mean, only complaint I have is like the repetitiveness of the special effects. And I mean, the special effects weren't bad. They're just like, I've seen this before. They could have done something a little different. So, Keith, I do have a question for you, though. You probably had the most experience or most knowledge with the novel. How did Beverly get that reputation as being the slut? I mean, she didn't do anything.
No.
And her father was basically dealing her, right?
Yeah, she was getting pretty abused. And her mother was there, actually. So her mother was supposed to be in the picture as well. She was being abused. I forget circumstances around it, but it was just basically like one of those kid rumors. She was having a rough time. She was having a pretty fucked up time. And the interesting thing is that all the stuff that happened to them there segues to what goes on in their real life later in life. In the second half, she ends up marrying into an abusive relationship, all kinds of weird, jacked up stuff. So the one thing that I didn't like about this that's different that is that they left out how they found out about it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, or like got an idea. Detail,
like what it actually is?
Yeah. It's called a ritual of Chud or Chewed. And I can understand why they took it out, but basically they do this ritual that they find in the book. And in this ritual, they go into like a dazed trance and they see the history of it. And basically it was like that it came from space, landed on Earth, and just kind of laid there dormant. And the town came up around it. And it's been killing kids ever since. And it got real crazy. And then it actually links up kind of dealing with Stephen King's metaverse and stuff. It got a little weird in that point, but they were supposed to learn what that it was something demonic and fucked up and learning why it was doing what it was doing. Anyone like the kind of flashes of stuff that gets kind of shifted the whole focus? Like the part when they went to that boy, was his Ben? They went to his house and she closed and pointed out the Backstreet Boys poster.
No,
and
kind of Kids in the Block. The
music and everything.
Wrong decade, Keith.
Some boy band.
Well, they were doing like the reason why that happened. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but the reason why that happened was trying to build the chemistry between the two, because I believe later on they do like he get more into detail how he felt about her when they get older. So they're trying to build that connection between the two.
Well, I'm talking about how kind of like it started cranking it with the New Kids on the Block music soundtrack in the background and stuff. And
I didn't even notice that
when they were cleaning up the bathroom, the bloody bathroom and shit. Yeah, that's kind of my own takeaway. But either way, it reminded me of Stranger Things. That's not a bad thing at all. But then again, Stranger Things was pulled from it, so.
Well,
yeah, because really, the fun thing about that.
No, well, I mean, it's really pulled from.
They wanted to direct it.
I mean, that's all pulled from Goonies, E.T., Stand By Me. Those are probably the main influences for Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. They were actually up for it, too. Well, they wanted to direct it, but then they were told they didn't have enough experience because they were new directors. But
and they got this guy who only directed one movie?
Well, he directed some other things, too. Matter of fact, you could see the same effect or a similar effect and a Mama short, and you'll see what I'm talking about, because he used that same effect with the feature film and with it. Not a bad effect. I mean, because it's creepy as all hell. And plus, Mama looked like the painting in it. You know, the woman that Stanley was afraid of? What he was afraid of, that's what Mama looked like. So if you guys ever get the chance, just to, you can YouTube Mama Short, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Well, you'll see the same effect, but just not as close up. It's more of a distance shot.
They might get creeped out when Barb started flirting with...
Yeah. This movie has like a very pedophile tone.
What happened?
The drugstore owner.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of creepy.
He's like, yeah.
Pedophilish. So I wonder, are they going to do the actual orgy scene at the end?
The sewer scenes in the book was a lot longer. Like, they were basically lost in the sewers, and Pennywise was fucking with them throughout the whole time. And in order, they didn't know how they got out of the sewers. So Barb had sex with each of them to stop making them afraid.
So she has sex with all of them?
Basically, they ran a train on her.
What the fuck?
Barb would get down.
Well, it didn't actually say how what happened to James.
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
Yeah, so she basically did some sexual thing to them, and it kept them from being afraid. It was only implied in the book.
Thought Keith was going to give it a higher score.
Well, I cut it back a little because I'm trying to like tone down on my some of my scores and stuff, give it like nines and stuff, and then I'll rewatch the movie and be like, this shit.
What the hell were you thinking?
This shit ain't a goddamn nine.
You thought I was going to hate this shit, didn't you, Barry?
Yes.
I thought you were going to hate it.
I said that to Keith.
Yeah, they definitely did. Barry, you didn't like it as well as I thought you would like it, James. So
if it wasn't for the repetitive special effects, which I've been talking about, I'd probably give it a 9. It just annoyed me after a while. It's minor. When I just came back from the movie theater, it was just like, what? But then, you know, I'm like, dude, this is a slow burn movie. It's not going to be all in your face. It's a little bit more, a little bit deeper than just your typical movie. This ain't a teen screen movie, okay?
Yeah, it's a psychological thriller type deal.
It's more intelligent than most of the horror movies out there that try to be straight horror movies.
Right. It's a lot deeper. You got to actually pay attention to shit. They ain't fucking, that goddamn movie, man.
Death Note.
Wish Upon?
Yes. Death Note.
Death Note.
It's not Death Note. It's definitely not Wish Upon. Jesus Christ, no. And it's definitely not Blair Witch, okay?
And then you have Dark Tower.
Well, is that considered horror?
No, not really. But
I consider it a horror movie.
What did I give it, Barry?
You gave it a 5. You gave it a high score than everybody else.
Huh?
So you gave it a 5.
What did I give it, Barry?
You gave it a 3.5. You were like, oh, I like this. I like where it could go. I'm like, no, James.
Well, no, I did. See, I did like where it could go because I don't know anything about it. Wanted to know more. So.
Isn't that another Stephen King book?
Yeah.
He's just fucking getting paid in 2017.